And that, I think, goes easily into the title poem of this book, The Nightmare Factory. And this, I suppose, is a political poem of sorts. The Nightmare Factory. These are, oh, I was going to say something about this poem. I always forget to do that. I was going to, because audiences seem to have trouble getting it on the first reading. So I like to tell you that it depends a lot on what you're like. I happen to be a big dreamer and a big rememberer of dreams. And I have very inventive nightmares. You know, and I can count on a nightmare a week anyway. After a really particularly bad spell of particularly ingenious bad nightmares, I had this fleeting daytime fantasy about how it happens, which is that somewhere in some Detroit of the soul, there is this assembly line, you see, and that's how we get our nightmares. And they come out, you see, and then they're stored up and they're assigned to us. And, you know, we have to dream through that batch while the assembly line is getting the rest of them together. So that's what the title comes from. And I guess you really need to know that. The Nightmare Factory. These are the dream machines, the dream machines. They put black ants in your bed, silverfish in your ears. They raise your father's corpse. They stick his bones in your sleep, or his stem, or all 36 of his stainless steel teeth. They line them up like the best orchestra seats. These are the nightmare tools. Down the assembly line, they send an ocean of feces you swim in and wake from with blood on your tongue. They build blind sockets of subways and mine pits for you to stop in, the walls slick as laundry soap, swelling and shrinking. These are the presses. They hum in nine languages, sing to the orphans who eat pins for supper. The whole map of Europe hears the computer's click, shunting the trains you take onto dead sidings under a sky that is packed full of blackbirds. Night after night in the bowels of good citizens, Nazis and Cossacks ride, Klansmen and Judases, postmen with babies stuffed in their mail sacks, and for East Asians, battalions of giants dressed in GI fatigues, ears full of bayonets. Here on the drawing board, fingers and noses leak from the airbrush maggots lie under. If I should die before, if I should die. In the back room, stacked up in smooth boxes like soap flakes or tuna fish, wait the undreamt of.